It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More than 2.5 million Coloradans have voted so far, and turnout records could fall by the end of today. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
State officials say that Colorado could post the highest turnout numbers in modern election history.
Yes, turnout has been huge.
That's Josh Ziegelbaum, the clerk and recorder in Adams County.
Really impressive. I think the message got out well to vote early, and voters took it very seriously, and they've gotten back to us.
Republican ballots, however, are lagging. There's speculation that many will turn out on Election Day. But still, some Republicans are bracing for a bad night. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Colorado voters today are choosing candidates for president, the U.S. Senate, the state legislature, and deciding on nearly a dozen statewide ballot measures. CPR's Andrew Kenny looked at what some of them would do depending on how voters decide.
Voters' decisions could result in cuts to government programs, for example, if they decide to lower the income tax, or they could raise new money for schools by taxing nicotine products. They also could create a major new social program to provide paid leave for workers. And those initiatives could all be approved at the same time. The campaigns have spent millions of dollars, and the results may be unpredictable, since voting on ballot questions doesn't always fall along party lines. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
For people choosing to vote in person today, there are measures to stay safe from coronavirus. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold.
Making sure that all election workers are wearing a mask and other PPE as required. We're requiring social distancing in the polls to the extent that it's possible for election workers to do their jobs. There's disinfectant, and every piece of voting equipment will be disinfected between every use.
Polls close at 7 p.m. The weather today is mostly sunny with highs in the 70s along the Front Range, 60s in Grand Junction, 50s in the mountains. This is CPR News.